le e ka rena e na le lieme re ka mbara botsa rena go baneng.
The man who has written 40 books, it is likely that by next year he will write 10 more books. You who have not even written a letter, you are not likely to write a book.
Mutho ya sentsa ngotsi dibuka tse mashume amane ho bobeba go le monsetlang o tla ba ngotsi tsengata wena ya swana ke ongwa la lengolo fela lebala.
So let us not quarrel with Jesus Christ.
Jwale a re ske ra etsetsa Jesu manganga.
But let us ask why.
Re mpe re botsa hore na.
How many want to know why?
Baba ka ba tla go tsorna go baneng.
I don't want to preach what I'm going to preach unless you promise that you will not be offended.
Ba Jesu. Ntho ke tlo bua ka yona. Ke kopa le ntshepise hore ha lena go nkwatela.
Eh? The chairman should assure us that they will not be offended. Do you promise not to be offended? Okay. And you will see why I'm saying don't be offended. By the time I finish. Now, the reason why is that he that has does certain things which makes him have. And he that has not does certain things which have made him have not.
Tabakure, mutianang lilito, unalintoso adietang, hore abe lilito, yasinang lito, haana lito leo adietang, yolo udula sina lito.
And so, now this man who does not have, okay, and his what he has reduced up to 10.
Jale yenu asinang lito, ya ubilendi fukute ile mwisali shumeng.
He is going to continue to do what he has been doing that made him have not. But from now till 2017, he will be doing it. So the small that he has, the 10, will get less. Because what he did that made him reduce from 100 to 10, he is continuing to do it. And the one who has, and what he did that made him get 150, is going to continue, so the 150 is going to become 210.
Lebaka ke ubane enwa ya senang letho ka baka la ubane letsena na letsona di fukutseile o fihla go le shume o ntsa tso tswela pele a sa itse letho hore letsena tse le shume di be di qetelle di fedile athi enwa ya nan letse 150 o tswela pele go etsa dintho tsentse go rabele 150 ho a qetelang a eketseile a di eketseile di sedile ngata.
Wow. Are you listening to me?
Na limamezi.
So the one who has 150 keeps on getting 210, 290, 300, 450. Then the one who's reduced to 10 becomes 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 0.4, 0.3, 0.25. Hey!
Ati eno ya nang le 150 o sebetsa ka matla a yetse 210 a yetse 300 a yetse 400 o ntsa ya hudimo eno ya saitseng letho di a theuwa go tloa go 10 8 7 6 go fitlela a sale ngong ya go qetela qetela.
Africa is the only continent for the last 30 years which has become poorer.
Africa.
Every other continent has become richer.
Africa ke yona fela entseng kodumela bofutsaneng ba boja dikata. Dinaha tsohle di a ntlafala.
He who knows the president in Lesotho today is likely to know more presidents next year and the 3 years to come. You who do not know even the district director of assemblies or whatever, you are not likely to. Even he will not be your friend again by
tomorrow.
Wow. I need, can I have two young men, let's say, Salom, where are the other back there? Two young guys. Aha. Is this Samuel?
Samuel?
Okay. You are going to have a difficult job of carrying these three Makarios.
Take three of them.
You carry. Don't worry about somebody. You are rich. This is he that has. I need one more young man. Okay, come. Hey, you are so prosperous. Stand here. And this man, you have two books. Come. Go upstairs. Yeah, this is it. This is what you have. Hold this up like this. You have three.
He has
120 books. And this man has. Go stand by him. He that he has not. He has not. And he has. Churches. Members. Money. Cars. Children.
Bana.
Authority.
Mata.
Power,
Mata
prosperity,
Tolopili.
He has.
Una litsona
he has. Raise what you have.
Enwa.
Hold it like this. He can hold all his prosperity with one hand. This man has houses. He's dying for the prosperity. The prosperity is killing him. So the question is, look, why don't you get somebody to help you in your prosperity? I need one more young man who can help this man. It's so prosperous.
We
need somebody to help him with burdens. To manage some of your houses and some of your businesses and some of your churches. And you are getting more.
Hey.
And he can help you.
Mutuse.
And even more is coming. I don't know why.
And
you, we need one of these. He that has not.
Yes, in an little.
From him.
Who yen?
I need a book on humility.
Take
it. From him, what he has is
taken.
This is what Jesus said.
Now,
I am going to show you the practices of these people. And the practices of this one. Did you promise not to be offended? You sure? Okay, you'll be very tired. Your prosperity is too much. So put it down for the time being. Go and sit down. I'll call you again. Do you want to be the prosper? Oh, okay, you stand there. You don't have much. Do you want to be like the prosperous one?
Nah.
Okay. Come back, the prosperous ones. Once you've promised not to be offended, I will start with what gifts, what may offend you. The prosperous people, take your prosperity back.
Kalin sebiso galuno kwata.
Wow. I think you even need one more person to help the prosperity. Now, these people, yeah, take some of the prosperity to help them. These people behave like human beings. The difference is that this group here behave like human beings.
Bana,
and this one behave like monkeys.
Bana he, ba sebetsa jolo ka batho. Ena o itshwanela le tshweni.
You promise not to be offended.
A ke le ntse biso ga luno kwata.
Okay.
Okay.
Now listen. Listen carefully.
Mamela hantle ntse.
Just be very attentive. Monkeys are the animals which resemble human beings. So what is the difference between human beings and monkeys? Is there a big difference?
No.
No. We are very similar. But the question is, why have monkeys not developed a great civilization? Why? Why have monkeys not developed libraries? Built houses? Why do they stay in the forest where leopards and tigers are still hunting them? Why have they not moved to the town? Why have they not developed cars? Mobile phones. Why don't they have to text? There's a leopard upstairs. Come this way.
Obaning di tsweni. Di saike tsa di fono fono re di romele SMS or hey, linga useli limona haribali ye.
Why have monkeys not organized themselves into nations like human beings?
Lesotho,
South Africa, Swaziland, Botswana. Why have monkeys not formed nations?
This ayuko panya jolo karuna renale Botswana, renale Maswati, renale Ma Africa, renale Basotho. Obani ntswana di sa ipopa jwalo karuna.
Why have monkeys not invented anything?
Obani ndiswene di so hlaisi letho.
Do you know anything that a monkey has invented?
Kapona le ntwe tsonye di hlaisitseng.
Is there a big difference that has made such a big difference? Is there, like, are there major differences between monkeys and human beings? No, the answer is surprising, no. Why don't apes have shops and houses? Why don't they make clothes? The difference between monkeys and apes, I'm about to show you. You are going to be shocked. And from today, every monkey behavior in you is dying.
Please,
the owner of a black Isuzu pickup. E8078, black Isuzu pickup. E8078. You've not parked well. Please move your car now. This is the second time I'm making this announcement. The emergency exit has been blocked. If you are here and you are the owner of that car, black Isuzu pickup. E8078. Kindly move your car.
Okay, great. Now let me give you the similarities between monkeys and human beings. Monkeys and human beings live in groups. They live in territories. They resolve conflicts by submission, like one monkey will submit to the other. They communicate
with
sounds.
Ka midumo.
They have expressions like they can wink,
Dibile
smile.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever watched chimpanzees. They are almost human beings. Almost. That's why there are films. That's why there are films. What's that film called? Planet of the Apes. Because monkeys are, especially chimpanzees, almost cross over to become human. They almost become human beings. That's why there are so many films about how monkeys became human beings. They became very wise and started to take over and rather put human beings in cages as monkeys. If you've ever watched that film before, it's amazing. Monkeys hug the kiss, they hold, they touch, just like human beings. They play and they learn. And learn things from their parents. In a way. But there are some important differences. And today, even human beings, you see that amongst us, there are amongst us churches, pastors, there's like groups that look different. And then others that look less. And the difference is something small. And a lot of the monkey differences are found amongst human beings, which differentiate human beings.
Hantle, jolo ka ditsweni fela, hona le phapang mona le mona le mona. Le rona o jwalo. Ha o sheba dikereke, kereke tseding e ka ga di a tswella, tseding di a kikitlela. Gore le ka ra rona, hona le diphapanyana tse itseng tse re tlo bua ka tsona.
Do you know how I learned this? I was watching a film where they were showing a child, 2 years old, 3 years old, and a monkey, 2 years old, 3 years old. And they did this experiment. They give this experiment to the child. They give this experiment to the monkey. And they behave almost the same, but small difference. Children, human children, copy mindlessly and completely. And the apes do not copy completely. So if you put the experiment in front for the monkey, and you show the child, do this, then put this ball here, then put it here, the child, the human child, 2 years old, will do exactly, put it here, bring it here, do this here. The monkey will copy, go back, here, but when it gets to here, he will just do something different. It's a slight Papa. Difference.
Yamutu. Litsweni ke mwana wa motho ke nketsisane nthongolongo o yetsa go be mona a itlose mona o tla tlosa mona be mona jolo ka o mulaitse tsweni yona eta etsa pili ya ubedi ha ifihle ya boraro ituma mahatla
copying the art of following, help me, the art of following is the greatest gift God has given to human beings.
Hantle, who exisa, kimkoye kholo mutima e feeling bad.
Copying is the fastest, most accurate way of learning given to by God to human beings.
We tuta ka go kopitsa, ke ntwe bobebebe yo mutima e hlomeletseng motho ka yona.
What language do you speak? What language are you speaking?
Sesotho.
Sesotho. If I bring a child from China, here, 2 years old, a language like Sesotho, they will learn to speak it just now by the art of copying, but a grown-up like me, because of my pride, and because of my arrogance, and because of evil in me, I will not copy quickly, and I will, look, if I come to learn Sesotho or you will see how many years I will speak. You will be laughing at me when I speak.
How can ngwana tswa China le modipedi wa motlisa lesotho amametse fela a kopitsa etsisa motho a buang sesotho o tla sibua ha bobebe empa motho a ka nna jena ka baka la boikhantso baka boikutlo baka boitsebo baka ke tlo poka dilemo lemo hore ke bue go bane nna le monsaka go etsisa kutlo ka ke o itheola.
All, look, the difference between building libraries, nations, phones, civilizations, shops, We know it's the difference is that in found in the inability to copy. That's the cause. Because when you don't look, you can sit here, I'll teach you for 1,000 years, you will not learn much. But when Jesus came, he chose the highest form of learning. He told himself, you follow me. Follow me for 3 years. I'll make you fishers of men. I will not teach you in a classroom. You follow me. I will make you. You follow me. That's the art of following somebody. Look, I had a book, I still have it. It's called How Rich Countries Become Rich and Why Poor Countries Are Poor. Why? Why are rich countries rich and why are poor countries poor? That's the title of the book. It's a big book. Do you know what is chapter 1? Like, why are rich countries rich? Do you know what is the title of chapter 1? Emulation. Copying. Following. Every rich country has copied another rich country exactly. This is written by a World Bank economist. Look, one day I was driving from Switzerland to England in a car, and the journey was so long I was sleeping all the time. Faster. Interpret faster.
Ke tswa Switzerland ke ya England ke khatetse haholo.
As I was sleeping, I kept opening my eyes. We traveled through 3 or 4 countries. Every time I opened my eyes, it looked the same.
In Etswana,
France is the same as Germany.
Fora Etswana le Germany.
It's the same as Holland.
Etswana le Holland.
It's the same as England.
Etswana le England.
Everything is the same.
Like, ntotsa o hle di Etswana.
A white man will never let you develop something that he will not copy. A white man. You are joking. You have made power windows in your car. I will make power windows. Air conditioner, I will make it. You make this, I will make it. You make this, I will do. Whatever your traffic light is, I will make it. But you see, those who can't go high, they can't copy. They will stand and they will be looking like the monkeys. They say, do this. The monkey will do this, and it stops. So when we are copying democracy, we say we are copying democracy. We are copying the Western world. We copy this, and then...
Rona red satsone le ga re itse re o etisa o tsepeditse tharo ga re fihleng o se go tloela re nka tsela ya rona.
This was the most fantastic experiment that I saw between monkey 2-year-old or 3-year-old child and a 3-year-old chimpanzee. Together, they gave them the same experiment. They will show the monkey, do this, put the ball here, it comes down, pick it from here, put it here. The grown-up will do it, put it here, up here, then it comes down, they pick it from here and put it here. The child will do it. Exactly. This. Each time, repeat. The monkey will do, pick. And when it gets to here, you just move the ball to the side. Look at these 3 rich men here. They are enjoying prosperity. Because they have learned how to copy everything. Pastors.
Baruti.
Pastors cannot become great because they cannot copy.
Baruti, the city so hola ubani halegato wa bonketsi sane.
Yeah. Oh, it's true.
Kinet.
They can't be great.
Ah, but sito baba ho.
We are too proud to learn from somebody.
Re tsetsi bo khumo so le bokaka lope gore re tsise ba bang.
Too proud.
Re a ikhumusa.
Go to Korea.
Ya Korea.
Korea in 1950 was bombed. It was a war zone.
Ka 1950 Korea ile a tswa ka bomo ya pudufa.
Today,
kajeno,
one of the richest countries in the world.
Ke engwa dina ha tse ruileng ha go.
Yeah.
Eh,
when I first went to Korea, I was amazed. Copy? They copied every, they have no shame. You see, when you go to Korea, you see, these people have no shame.
How fisa Korea o tla bona go batho ba di hlonga sentho ba nang le yona.
They took Toyota,
ba nkile Toyota,
and they copied to make Hyundai.
Ba etsa Hyundai.
Shameless.
Opel.
Opel.
Banka Opel.
They took it,
ba
and they copied to make Daewoo.
Ba etsa Daewoo ka yona.
SsangYong.
Banka SsangYong.
They copied Mercedes Benz.
Ba ne ba kopisa Mercedes Benz.
And they couldn't make it.
Ba ne ba hloleya.
At first, they could only copy the body. The welders made only the body, but they couldn't make the engine.
Ba ne ba kgona ho etsa mmele wa koloi fela ba sa kgona ho etsa engine.
I bought two Korean cars. One, a Daewoo.
The
body was Daewoo. But when we opened the engine, they put in Opel. Because they couldn't learn how to copy. So they just said, you give us your engine, we put it inside our box. For now. Now they have learned how to make the engine perfect.
Barry. Kalomona bare ka re khone tsa engine ge tla etsa mmeli fela ge nge engine ha o ntse le jwalo re ikenye ka hare ka jeno ba yetsa le engine ya bona.
And SsangYong,
atikuri na SsangYong,
I bought one.
Ke le ka reka ile nngwe.
When I opened the engine, Mercedes Benz round with the three signs inside, pure Mercedes Benz.
A ke bula engine ka hare ka ile Mercedes le ka reng ena Mercedes.
But the car, the body,
empa body yona
Korean.
Ilia Korea.
And they have caught up with Mercedes Benz.
Jwale, hona tena na ba tseka tsela le Mercedes Benz.
How many want to catch up?
Baba ka bana ba batla go atleya.
You see, you are far behind. You need to catch up.
Ela,
the key to catching up is copying.
Sipurisa katlego ke etsisa.
Do you know how old Mercedes Benz is?
Le atwa na Mercedes Benz le modikai.
Dr. Go, do you know how old Mercedes Benz is?
Mercedes,
do you know the car that Adolf Hitler used?
What Adolf Hitler
Mercedes Benz.
Mercedes Benz.
His cars were all his cars were Mercedes Benz fleet.
1933,
fleet of Mercedes
Benz.
Everywhere he went, he was in a convoy of Mercedes Benz. It's an old thing.
Mercedes.
But Korea has caught up. Look, when you sit in the Korean, you, first of all, when you see the car, you think it's a Benz, but it's not a Benz. When I sat in the Benz, a Korean Benz, in Korea, they came to pick me from the airport. Hey, I saw so many buttons in the car. I thought I was in a normal car. There's a button. Something will move on the window. Another one. The seat I'm sitting to change into a bed.
How many
styles. I was playing with all the buttons.
What's I give up alakari buttons in a car?
You see, these are prosperous people. They have more than they can carry. And this man, he has no problem. So he's just following, two sheep in the desert. And even that which he has, give me. Yes. And these people are receiving more.
They are even praying to be relieved of their duties. So the difference between an advancing group of human beings and a group that are not advancing is your ability to copy something completely. I will not bother you with that. But almost everything that I do in the ministry, I copied it completely. It made me move forward to catch up and search ahead.
Ask
your neighbor,
are
you being free of monkey
spirits?
These are the real monkey spirits. Number two. Apes are taught by their parents. Parents of apes, monkeys. They teach their children few things. But the difference is that apes cannot gather the children into a group and say, all of you monkeys, sit in two rows. I'm going to teach you. Have you seen it before? You see, the monkeys have gathered around in a circle, and the leader monkey is teaching the other monkeys something. This is a little difference. Although they teach the children, but they cannot gather them. And churches where you cannot gather the people and say, sit down, sit here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to teach you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Makes a big difference. Two different types of civilizations.
Somebody
asked me, how do you get all these churches? It's overcoming the monkey spirit.
Yes.
I gather my people into a room. And I say, sit down. It's called a camp. And I will teach you from now till this evening for 4 days. I've been doing it for years. This I brought to you here. It's called the Makanae Iron, Makanae Extra, Makanae. Different ones. It's a small thing. But it contains hundreds of hours of those teachings where I gathered my people and I teach them. I sat them down and I teach them, including this one. And I sent him here to Lesotho. I said, come and sit down. Sit down and let me teach you.
Yes.
Almost every powerful leader will sit his people down and talk to them. Even Adolf Hitler, he was known for talking. He's actually not educated, but he could talk. He could speak. He's always talking. Pastors, we don't sit people down. You can. I don't know if this is like South Africa. In South Africa, they don't like you to tell them what to do. I don't know if it's the same thing here. Don't tell us what to do. Don't come and control us. You have it here also.
I get to have a little mona. You know, I talk about South Africa, but what South Africa? But seba aulu kibo o kiba njesa leto na kiswa ntweki yezan.
Do you have it here too?
You know, leba tuwa jolomo.
You can't come from your country and tell us what to do. O kiba
swa hai nuka na songe tana kiyese.
Hey! You can call us every day. You can make us sit down. That's why you have nothing. Monkeys have not been able to form any classrooms to teach people. The day you are able to control your people,
sit down.
We start at 9 o'clock. We end at 5 o'clock. You will see people change before your very eyes. Overcome the monkey spirit. My prosperous guys, you can put your prosperity down and stand by your prosperity. So I'll encourage you to buy some of these. Get this.
Oh, yeah.
If you can be interested. Hey. The next thing. The difference. Listen to the monkey spirit. Anything you see that is in you, monkey spirit in you. Today is ending in Jesus' name. This one is going to shock you. Monkeys do not have the ability to point at important things and understand what is being pointed at. Like a monkey cannot say, what? There. Like, there's a leopard. They don't understand when you point.
This way. Had it saved, who should be so unto? Laukahela.
Just like this. When you do this,
how super.
When they do the experiment, when they show the child, the child can understand. When you show the monkey, if you look at.
You
show the child. Then he sees, he can understand something is being pointed out and pointed at. When I stand and I lift up a makane to you and I point to you and I say,
I can contain a makana yena.
And I point. Hold it up high. Hold it up and I point. The monkey will never understand it. The monkey
is
wrong. But the human child. No, I'm telling you, experiment. This is science. The child will say,
oh,
you put it.
Oh.
Not to have it. I don't know why you are pointing. Amazing experiments. A monkey, you can never point. That's the
door.
He thinks you are asking to dance. You point to the Macarius books. Lift it up. I make you think I am out of my mind to make this boy stand here. I'm trying to point. Important. But the monkeys give us a chisanyama. What do you eat? Do you eat a chisanyama here too? Yes. When you point at things, you will never get it. Number four. Every monkey spirit is coming out of you in Jesus' name. I told you not to be offended. Are you being offended? Number four. Apes and human beings can understand words. Both of them understand well. If you say, come, sit down, they can understand. Even dogs, monkeys can understand.
But what is the difference?
Tsweni le motho le ntja di na le utlisa mantsha o ka re tlo dula fase ya utlisisa empa papa nkeng.
Monkeys cannot ask questions.
Ditsweni ha di botse potso.
They cannot seek clarification. Can you explain this point again, please? That's the big difference, little difference. But it makes all the difference. Similarly, human beings who do not ask questions or seek clarification become like what? Monkeys.
Batho ba sa botseng dipotso ba sa batleng tlhaloso ba tshwana leng.
After I have preached to you, by all means there should be some questions on your mind.
Ka mora go rera taba tsena e tshwantse bona le dipotso.
If the monkey spirit is working in you, there will never be a question in your mind to ask. So can you clarify this point for me? Then I said, I can't clarify because I have finished preaching. So can I get the book to read about what you were saying to clarify, to see? Or is there any preaching more about this to clarify, to seek clarification? That's the difference between the monkey pastors and the non-monkey pastors.
Abraham, my word, swear me. Kahuena, uzo uzo fela uchoso fete. Osa batulu tabena kia utisisa hayang shakela. Esimpe kibatse buka kilo ebala ki utisisa hante.
Asking questions,
seeking
clarification,
is
the big thing. I have been following Reinhard Bonnke. I watch the videos. When I met him, I asked him, I want to see you. Somebody arranged for me to meet him.
But
it was cancelled at the last moment. But each time I met him, in Indonesia. I sat by him for 4 minutes. He told me, I asked him something, but he thought I was asking him something else, and he told me something else, but that was what I needed to hear.
4 minutes,
I asked him questions. Then I met him in Lagos, in Nigeria. 5 minutes in the lobby of the hotel. I asked him a question, another question.
Talked
with him. And he clarified something. Monkeys never seek clarification. Can I see you, please? I'd like to discuss something. Have you seen a monkey asking? I want to discuss. I want to ask a question. The monkey human beings, they never ask, but they have bad thoughts in their heads. You see them quietly. Watch out for the monkeys in your congregation. What is the first monkey spirit I spoke about in this point? Number one. What is the difference? They cannot copy completely. Number two, they cannot. When you point at something, they don't understand what it means.
How the soupies and talk had you
doing? Hey! Number three, they do not ask questions or seek clarifications. That's not number three. They cannot be gathered into groups to teach.
Yeah.
And number four,
Yabune.
They don't seek clarification. Number five,
Yabusanu.
They have no ability to clap or cheer another person when he's doing well.
Haditsebe ho opela matsoho le ho ananela yenwe ha ya tleya.
Yes.
Hey.
This inability to cheer and encourage others affects their ability to recognize great things.
Taba ye ya hore ha di tsebe go dieletsa ntho ye ntle e sitisa tsolopile ya tsona.
You see, if I see our chairman or our gray-headed father sitting here and I don't cheer him, I don't clap for him, I don't say, sir, I am honored that you are sitting here when I, a child, am preaching. Number two, that you are a man of God, a minister at your age, you are still serving God, and I don't clap for him, it means I don't recognize that that is a great thing.
Mohlala ha e bona tsena ha ke re letho ka modu ya sulo wa rona le mona ga panta te mohulu ya o tsi amma metsi ke le ngwana ke ntse ke rera ebe ha ke re letho lori dilimong tsa ntsa le mosebetsi wa modimo ebe tabe no ha ke bone yena e sitse sa le tsolo pele yaka.
Yeah. Hey. Anybody who doesn't clap, cheer, or encourage or appreciate greatness, it means that he doesn't know what is great. That is why it's a monkey spirit. Monkeys don't know what is great. When they see a master monkey jumping and he jumps over and he goes up, they don't know what is great. So they don't know. Everybody just looks quiet.
Mang le mang ya sa tsebeng go ananela tsolo pele kgolo ya yemong tlo ka tshwenya e ka bona yengwe e khoma sfateng sena ya o sena ha e bone bogolo molo ha e bone phapang ha e tsotelle.
You don't know what is great. If greatness walks before you, you just pass by. So,
if it
greatness walks in front of you, greatness speaks to you. Your pastor will stay with you for years. Preacher, you don't see that it's a great thing. So you never cheer him. You never give an offering.
You see,
if they point at great and say, this is great, they don't see it. If greatness comes to walk by itself, they still don't see it. And they don't clap. Everybody here who is ministered to, if you fail to appreciate, I am sure a lot of these pastors and fathers have not been appreciated in Lesotho for all the years that they have been suffering and working here. And as you do that, you will never be great because you don't know what is a great thing. To live and to be alive and to still be serving God is great on its own. Even if you're just breathing, it is a great thing.
Kere baruti ba bangata le sotho mona ba sebetsang ka boitelo le ka sehlahlo ha ba ananelwe ba tlhodiswa maso ha ba tsotellwe mme ketso yena yenu e gina le kgolo le tsolopele ya hao.
Can recognize greatness
how sithu o sitha o bona le ntwe kgolo
when it is with you. That means you will never be great.
O bolela go lwana ona mohla o tla ba moholo.
It's a major defect of monkeys.
Ke yona khayelo ye kgolo le bokoa ba ditshweni bo he.
Black people rarely celebrate their own black people.
Batho ba batho ke ka suwelo ba ananelang dinatla tsa bona.
Look, do you know that Reinhard Bonnke does not have a church?
Na le tsorun that Bonnke hana kereke.
White pastors,
ba rute
white people,
ba di kereke ba magoa
from Germany,
Switzerland,
America, all over, have given him money to the tune of 24 million a year. For him to do what he's doing. No church. No governmental support. Kenneth Copeland saw Reinhard Bonnke and said, You are great. You are winning souls. Okay, you win the souls. I will buy all the tracks for you to evangelize.
Kenneth Copeland.
So, excuse me. Monkeys do not cheer others on. Monkeys do not recognize greatness. They don't clap for each other. They don't clap when a monkey does a big jump and comes to land on his feet. No, there will be no clapping in the forest. There will be no cheering. Wow! You are the best. You are great. No one supports. That's monkeys.
Kenneth Copeland. Jesus.
I am doing evangelism. That's why I say, I can even remember this one paid for our house. This one paid for a hall. You can remember on your fingers like this. Nobody helps. Nobody helps. We cannot cheer one another on.
Rona Hari. This
is what has developed a great difference between monkeys and human beings. So that monkeys are like nothing. When a human being comes, just catch this one, catch this one. You are nothing. And the humans have become powerful, flying on planes, cars, phones, everything. And that's the difference, human beings. Between us, there are differences so big.
Papa Nihulu, the Sweni, instead of him, I lean what he had say, but was when said he for funny, by in said he kept, by in Sema Koloi, by in said he for no.
Number six, monkeys lack the ability to cooperate with each other.
The Sweni, Hadina, Severisano Moho.
Human beings,
but Wana
can choose a leader. Assist a leader,
but to some ability,
work together for a common goal.
But
yes, monkeys cannot choose a leader. They've never had an election.
This way, had you saw Kadibali di kheto.
They've never come together to form a company like so and so company limited.
Had you saw Kadibali kopanya di ese company yitseng kapa yitseng.
Have you ever seen a company, Monkeys of Lesotho Limited?
Now, you have one company, Lesotho.
Have you ever seen a company, CNL, Chimpanzees Network Limited? Let me come to you, and I work with you. I will invest, we form a company. Or a bank. A bank does not belong to one person. Many people come together and say, we form a bank. That's human beings. Human beings can say, okay, you and me and you, we'll do this. I'll do this, you do this, and we'll work together. No monkey can come to an agreement and say, you do this, you do this. I understand. You bring the land. I bring this. I bring my friend. I bring my contact from America, and we work together. No. Monkeys have never called. Let me contact two monkeys in South America, three monkeys from Ghana, and two monkeys from Nigeria, and monkeys from South Africa. We are going to go together to Kruger Park, and we are going to form Kruger Park Company of Monkeys Limited Bank. Hey. Have you seen it before?
How about a bank?
Monkeys cannot do that. And human beings, we cannot cooperate. Even to have a crusade, you see, people don't want to cooperate with it. Ah, why should you do that? We'll do this. Why do that? We have to cooperate. Why this was me? Why should I do that? What is that? You can't do that. You cannot cooperate. We cannot be together in a church and let's build one big church together. No. My friend here, we have been together for 30 years. I saw him in school. So let's cooperate and let's build a church. Let's cooperate and let's build a church. We have been together since then. We are cooperating. Monkeys cannot cooperate. Whatever represents a monkey spirit in you, today is the last day in your life in Jesus' name. Interpreter.
The banker. How wana banker? Usochi wikopa nyoba watu wabangata. Euna ulari nagita kisa dikamano tsaka mitswala kato ang America. Nagita kisa sibo yaka nagita kisa mwanesu. Baye se mwakato kopaning ibe ki banker. Ochoa wana di tsweni di wikopa nse dire. Nagita tataliemung. Reamani Kruger National Park. Kuleza kampani monu. Di tsweni adi konuwe sa leto. Ronari liba turika kopana. Raisa di tusele tsomoho. Raisa mekato mwempa. Hanga taliru na jolo katsweni. Reasule ya.
Number 7, monkeys cannot read, by the way, they don't read books. Monkeys, have you ever seen a monkey reading a book in the forest? I'm studying something. Whatever is a monkey in you, today is coming out in Jesus' name. Number 7 or 8, monkeys cannot add. They can when you put numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they can recognize that this is more than this, this is more than this, this is more, but they cannot add like 2 plus 3 is 5. They cannot do that, but children can do it.
This way, had it been a case, I'd got that story. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Banabo Nabakatra Ocopania di Palo. So, any high civil way case.
What does it mean when you cannot add?
How's that civil way case? It will answer by you.
It means you cannot see how this and this leads to this.
I don't know one hour and three. High Copana Lee, it's a Isaquan.
Do you understand? They cannot, like, 2 blocks plus 3 blocks is 5 blocks. 2 oranges plus 3 oranges is 5 blocks. Human children can do that, but monkeys, they cannot put 2 blocks plus 3 blocks is 5. They don't know how to do that. So it means that when you are a monkey spirit, you cannot see that this thing plus this thing plus this thing will lead to this thing. So you cannot see that reading or loyalty or anointing and leadership will lead to prosperity. You can't, when they say you don't even see the need because of the monkey spirit working in you, you don't even see that this plus this, like if I go to this club, can it lead to this? You can't add it.
How nearly my words say? How no one has to uncover a book, everyone can wear a pele, Kabua Kabu and Katolo, Kabua Kabu and Kawut Sebal in Sulamudimo. It's like it's our Kikateleki fits away saying, how long will we swing? How will Limulimo, Wakopanyan to say?
Whatever is a monkey in you, today is the last day of that thing in Jesus' name.
What's a Maya?
Number 9. Monkeys have, and human beings have, greedy urges. They have urges to do things. Like, they feel like this. They feel like food. They feel like sex. They feel like eating. They feel like... But the difference between monkeys and humans is that humans can control those urges. But a chimpanzee, when you put a banana... The reaction will always be the same. I will always pick the banana. So the difference between a monkey is that a monkey can never control his greed for money, for sex, for whatever. But a human can say, yes, I feel like sex, but no. I feel like food, but no, not now. I feel like having money, but wait, I will have it later. The monkey will always, when you put the banana, it will never change each time. It always responds in the same way, can never control himself. So when you have a monkey leader, he can never control. When he sees money, first he picks the money.
I can never say, wait, I'll pick the money in 2 years, or I'll pick the money after everything is well. Straight, I must have a car. So when you see monkey leaders, you see first thing, I must buy this car. I must have this. I must get this for myself. They can never control. Say, wait, you are the leader, but wait. Wait to bless yourself.
Tweni limutu bubedi batsona dina le tjantshelo etshwanang dina le tshusumetso ya dijo bophilo katlewo dikubo ntho tsena ka ofela impajwale phapanya motho le tsweni ke re tsweni ha itsebi go laola tjantshelo ya yona ha e bona gona ya harakela ha e bona ona ya harakela limueta pili ha na limo ya botsweni ha ona limo a ring e rimpe ke be cheletena ke tla sebedisa limo setla gore nono ke reka koloi ka jeno ke reka dia poroka jeno ntho engwe le engwe ke ya ka jeno ha na moedi.
How many are going to read? This is chapter 13 of this book, the last
one.
He that hath, human beings have, and monkeys have not. Why? This is the reason why.
A little difference.
He that has. Let's go through quickly. Number one, what is the big, the little difference that makes a big difference? Number one is what? What's the first monkey? And every time you say it, you say, I reject that spirit. Okay? Number one is what? So, look, hold your prosperity now. Hold your prosperity. Hey, you have nothing. Hold one. I'll give you one.
When I send a little,
only one. Only one. Again. Come on stage so everybody can see. This is the difference that have made these guys prosper. And this guy has nothing. Yes, stand here. Together. In fact, share your prosperity. You can go give your prosperity to this man. Okay, it's okay. You want to be here, so. Together. Be together. Yeah. And you. Oh, don't you feel sorry for him? What is the difference between these people and these people? Number one. Cannot copy completely. This one, he cannot copy completely. Say, I reject that spirit. In Jesus' name. Number two.
In Jesus' name.
How many are going to learn how to copy completely?
Yes.
What is this book? The Art of Following. Out of following. Some of you want to follow Reinhard Bonnke. He learned from him. He went to Bible school. Humbled himself. He went to another country, not his country. I'm going to invite many of you here to come to Bible school in Ghana. Yes, I'll give you a scholarship to come.
Eric, you just say, how about that way to send a table in case I'm to that DNC? Hello, Rona, Jenna, Baba Samuel Scholar Ghana, Utava, the Felidis Scholarship, Lilway Truth, open and Tabo Matsoho.
Amen.
Amen.
He not only had a man, he had chalak.
Kitlereza dilipedi amang le chalak amanzoma rauruta runsetepi.
Wow. What is the second monkey trait?
Butata batsoni wabedi kibufing.
Cannot do what? We cannot gather them in groups.
To teach them.
Can you be gathered into a Bible school to teach you?
Now, kaya skolo ngalodi la fasi la ruto amoho.
You can. Number three.
Yaburar.
Oh, you didn't write it down?
Ali adi mwala ati.
When you point at something,
how we born santo?
They don't understand what you are pointing at. They don't understand why you are pointing.
Subani misipilen tweo.
When I point at the Makanal, I say, get, it's cheapest possible, get.
I give super Makanal, I give again, I will be, go super, so now we born.
Wow. What is number three?
Yaburaru.
Number four?
Yabune.
They don't ask questions or seek clarification.
Obviously,
they will never read to find out. Number five. They cannot cheer or clap for anybody or anything.
Wow.
Do black people behave like that? We will never clap for anybody. When you are doing well,
we'll
never say you have done well.
We'll
never support ourselves. Wow. Which means you cannot recognize what is a great thing. That's the tragedy. Number six. They cannot cooperate to do anything like a bank or a church or a meeting or a con. No. I work alone. Number seven. They cannot add 2 plus, or they cannot read. They cannot read, yes. They cannot read. You'll never see a monkey hold and say, seventh grade principal. No.
It's a monkey.
Number eight. Number eight. They cannot add this plus this plus this.
Lena,
and number 10.
Yalishume.
They cannot control their urges. Anything they feel like doing. Anytime they see a banana, what will happen? They will do what to the banana? It will be eaten now.
Hey!
Hey! This is what leads to HIV. Every edge is followed.
Of manare, chance lingwe 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 ya latelo.
Yes. Whatever is a monkey characteristic in you, I declare today marks the end of that feature in your life. Stand on your feet, everybody, and let's pray about it. He that has shall have more. He that has not, even that which he has, he shall lose it.
Father,
give us grace, give us help. Everybody pray for a moment. Thank you. Father, you will never be poor in Jesus' name. I cast out every monkey spirit. Thank you.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. We are ending very soon. Wow. Now, I'm sharing with you he that has. The reason why people don't have, one of the reasons is they behave like monkeys.
But
as you listen to me, you are cured of every monkey behavior. Decide never to have that characteristic associated with you. That you cannot cooperate. That you cannot have something pointed you understand. That you cannot read. That you cannot sit down in classes. That you cannot, understand things. You cannot copy fully. Especially pointing. This is the one that is striking. When I point, you don't understand.
Wow.
Wow. Very quickly, as we come to the end, he that has does not waste good things. Luke 16:1. He said to his disciple, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused that he wasted his goods. And because he wasted his goods, he was to lose his job.
Wow.
Decide today, I'm not going to waste. Because when you waste, you lose your job and you lose your position. And you become he that has not. Today we are standing here sharing with you wonderful things from. How many are surprised at what I shared about monkeys? You will never know unless you read the book. It's just there. That's how books are. The things are there, but it's up to you. You will never read it, so you never
know.
Wasting. The man was reported for wasting. He said, you are out. Don't waste this opportunity. When we close, I'm going to give some people who want to believe God to go to Bible school, the scholarship. Don't waste the chance.
Scholarship.
When we close, there are books. I pointed to this, Makane, and other. Don't waste the opportunity. The next reason why people become poor is because they do not sow seeds.
Amen.
Amen. Sowing seeds is the basic key to prosperity.
Amen.
Amen. Sowing seeds. And it's important that you sow seeds. Amen.
Amen.
So that you receive prosperity.
As we
have come here,
we are
sowing seeds. Yes, I'm sowing seed in
Lesotho.
I am not reaping.
I
am sowing. It's not reaping time for me. I am sowing. One day, maybe some years to come, you may see a man from Lesotho who is with me all the time. Maybe he may be a very great blessing to me. And you will be asking, how do you get all these people from all these countries? Yeah. Sowing seeds leads to things that you can't even imagine. I remember a pastor, I encouraged him. I told him, you see some of your church members, send them to Bible school, sow a seed. Send them to Bible school, sow a seed in their lives. Let them come and receive a seed and come back to you. It will help your church and your ministry too. But he did not sow the seed.
Jala pe o ka bona ba romele sekolong sa bibele ba lo ithuta ba tla khutla ba tlo o thusa e ba wa hana ha ka ba jala.
If you want to experience certain things in the future, sow certain seeds.
Haiba o na ntse tso di habileng bo ka mosomba hao simola ka ho jala peo.
One day my little daughter had a problem. And there was a man who came to help her. This man was the father of her friend. I've never seen anybody who has helped somebody's child as if the person is your child.
I get so many mood. Yeah, you don't have to someone like that. So like you can't want anyone to go high.
When I heard what he was trying to do to help my daughter, it brought tears to my eyes.
Is that good or not? O sebe di zaha ka uleka utusa moraduaga di kele di zaha tsulwa hunda.
A few months later, this man died suddenly. And I was shocked. Then I noticed my attention now came to his daughter. And now I started to help his daughter. And she could not believe the help that I was giving to her. And I said to myself, because of your father,
and
the love that he showed to my daughter, I myself have learned something.
Lina,
to care for people's children.
The
seed that the man sowed, even as he is dead, he is reaping it. Many of us have never and do not sow seeds in our lives and our ministries. That's why we receive nothing. He that has not, he has not sown seeds. Sowing seed gives you a legal right to certain harvests. Any good thing that you do is a seed. Galatians 6:6 and 7 says, let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. Listen, good things. And then he continues, be not deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth, that is that good thing. You see, the good thing you are doing is the seed you are sowing. Galatians 6:6 and 7. 6 says, let him that is taught in the word share or communicate to him that teacheth in good things. Then verse 7 says, whatsoever man sows, that good thing that you sow, he shall by all means reap. So whatever good thing that you do for somebody or you do, is a seed you are sowing, and you will reap from it, and people will be jealous of you one day. You watch and see.
Bahalata, iri ya rutwang lentswe a ke a kosetse ya murutang misebetsi nyae e molemo o tlo hantle go thwe e molemo dimana ya bosupa ere hape le skela le tsiba gore seo motho a se jalang o tla se kotula botle bohle bo boetsang ke peo o tla e kotula.
Certain spiritual things are seeds you can sow.
Dinto tse itseng tsa semoya ke peo yeo ka e jalang.
When the man who was forgiven came back and he met a person who did not forgive him, a person who would not forgive, and then they said, the master was what he said, I forgave thee. Because thou desirest me, shouldest thou not have had compassion on thy fellow servant? And instead of this man being free, he reaped a terrible judgment because he did not know that forgiveness is a spiritual seed. That's what the Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Munna yelo. Ya ileng a tshwarelwa yena le molato ya re ha tswela ka ntle a gama ya mokolotang a sa motshwarele o ile a tshwarwa hape a hlukufatswa ka gore yena o tshwaretswe empa yena ga a tshwarele athe tshwarelo ke peo ke lebakana bebele reng go lesogonolo ba etsang tsa gaiso tshwarelo ke peo.
Listen, whatever good thing you do, you are sowing a seed that is the way it comes back is this disconnected from time in a way you cannot recognize the connection.
Go jwetse botle bo bo le bo 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 yetsang ke peo mena ko bo e bo melang bo kotula botla le ka tsela e ka hodimo le hore ho ka ba elelwa le hore dia amana fela ke tlhonono fatso.
Ephesians 6 verse 8 says, knowing that whatsoever good thing, whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free.
Atiba efese gaola bora tuma na botselela re enka paenye ntle ye etswang enka paenye e roriswang enka paenye ratiang muputso wa yona o Jesu Kristi murena.
You have not sown seeds, you are not entitled to reap certain things.
Ha fela o sajali ha ona tokelo ya go kotula.
That's why you always be in need.
And
you join the group of he that has not. The word of God is one of the greatest seeds a person can sow. Right now, I've been standing here for some hours. I am sowing seeds. The Bible says the sower went out to sow. If I start to reap certain things, if I start to enjoy certain things, yes. Money is also a seed. Each time, people have sown certain seeds. There are moments when the Holy Spirit reveals to me, this person will never be in need again. One day I was in the church. The Bible says, he which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. A woman came to give a seed. Even up to today, I can see her almost falling down. She stood up to come and give a seed. To build the church. The rich people were sitting in the church. When you are a pastor, you know that rich people, they don't give money. She stood up. And she gave. As soon as she stood up, I knew that God was going to give her something that she cannot buy.
Within
some months, somebody who has been alive for many years, no boy has ever looked upon her that you are nice. Somebody came and married her. Money cannot buy love. You can give a lot of money and say, love me, like me, I'm rich, I'm a rich woman, love me, like me. Are you listening to me? Sowing seeds to the poor will reap you supernatural health and supernatural blessings that you can never buy. Psalm 41 says, blessed is he that considereth the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. No trouble in your life because you are young. But if you stay around for some time, you will see trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth. God will keep you alive. That will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of his sickness, and that will make all his bed in his sickness.
Psalm 41 e bontsha hore motho ya fanang modimo tla mohlokomela o tla emela nyewe ya hae melile le khotlela digale mpotapotile modimo tla mosireletsa go tsona modimo tla moqobisa mafule malwetse a mefuta yohle.
Wow. And the seed towards evangelism is the best seed.
Jo ati evangeli yona ke peo ya bohlokwa go fita tsohle.
The man who bought fuel for our cars, I expect a great harvest of blessing for him. Because Paul said, after I left Macedonia, which is characteristic, no church, the Bible is real. No church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you. Then he continues, my God shall supply all your needs. Philippians 4:9, my God shall supply all your needs according to his
will. Philippi khaolo ya bone Paulo suri ha ke ntse ke tsama ke bolela evangeli ga gona kerekele ha ile nngwe e kileng ya re thusa ntle le rona fela ba Philippi abe ya re temaneng ya 13 modimo wa ka o tla le tlatsetsa ditlhoko ntsohle tsa lona ka Jesu Kriste morena wa rona.
I'm sharing with you the reasons why some people have not. Some people have churches, some people have no churches. Some people have nothing. Some people have a lot of everything. Another very important reason why some people prosper is because they build. Many pastors have not got wisdom enough to build. The Bible says, by wisdom a house is built. Proverbs 24, verse 3. All rich people build. All poor people don't build. Pastors, you have the wisdom of God. Where are the churches you've built? Why should we be in this hotel? We should be in your church building that you built through wisdom. The Bible says, my house lies waste. My house is waste, lying waste, empty. Building is a reward from God. Jesus said to his disciples, there is no man that has left house, brethren, father, mother, children, he will receive, this is God's reward, he will receive 100-fold in this life, houses.
Houses
are a result of God's reward.
Receive
the ability to build houses.
All
pastors, I am commissioning you to start building your church buildings.
Baruti. Don't
be happy with tents.
It
does not reveal the greatest wisdom. When we close, somebody should measure this hall from the back to here, length times breadth. Go and start your foundation and build a church like this. This is the design. 1, 2, 3 doors. Copy. Copy. Fully. Like not like a monkey. Like a real human being. Copy 3 doors here. 3 doors here. Length times breadth. You have got a nice hall and the height. Finish. Don't change it.
Hallelujah!
Pastors, are you listening to me? I am telling you to build for God. Don't accept to live in a tent or in a rented room. Don't say that. Don't say that. It does not reveal the high kind of wisdom. God is making you wise.
It's a salifo.
A good shepherd makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me. Look, what is the best house for a sheep? Green pastures, still waters. That is a good shepherd.
Huh?
When I was coming, I saw so many shepherds in Lesotho. Lesotho is the only country I've seen real shepherds. You are a shepherd. As a pastor, you should better lead your sheep to the best place to sit down, like how we are sitting down with carpet. And still waters, we can have some still waters to drink in this pasture. Tell your nearest pastor sitting by you. Ask him, are you a pastor, please? Tell him, shame on you if you don't build a church. And tell him, don't complain about money. Just build. Build it yourself. Dig yourself. Wow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And finally, he that has eyes to see. What does he see? He sees when God is blessing him through people. Yes. Jesus lamented you did not recognize the time of your visitation. Wow. You did not see that you were being visited. Hallelujah.
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 Recognize. I said recognize. Laban recognized. That Jacob was somebody who has been sent. When God sends people to you, and you don't recognize, you lose everything. There are ladies who would have been happily married
But
when the man came, they look at him and say,
ah,
who is this man? You don't have anything. And you look at me. Why you look like somebody you can marry? Wow.
Wow.
Yes. When I proposed to my wife, I was thin like a rake. You know a rake? Like a tripod. When you see my face, I look like a Palestinian terrorist. But my wife was able to recognize the moment of her blessing. Amen. If she had looked at me,
Hoja and Sheba,
the wrong sunglasses, I would have looked different to her. Even when her father saw me, he was very afraid for her. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She took me to see one of her sisters. When her sister saw me, her face fell.
Oh.
She made only one comment.
She
said, if this is what my sister wants, we accept it.
Wow.
Wow. You are recognizing your hour and your day.
Hallelujah.
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 God has so many things. There are so many things that we can do for us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow. He that has recognizes. You see people. You are this for me. You are this to me. You are this to me. You are my husband. You are my wife. You are my friend. You are my helper. You are my father. You are my sister. You are this. You are that. Recognize the people. Otherwise, they'll pass by you. I have the best. But it's gone. Yes. I have the best, but it's gone. I have the best, but it's gone. I didn't know it was good.
Do you
know that many good things, you know that they are good when they are gone? Yeah.
Hey.
We once had a president in our country, and I said, when he was there, I could see that he was one of the best ever. And I used to say, this man, when he's gone, people will be calling for him.
But
the day came. He is not even gone, but people are calling for him to come back. He that has. Ida, give us a song for a break time. We'll be ending in a few minutes.
My family, my many friends, you picked me out. With my life, I'll serve you, Lord. This is how.
Amen. We are ending, but we've not ended. Ending is different from ended. Now, loyalty and disloyalty. People do not have much because they don't have loyal people. You cannot build a big church with disloyal people. When you build today, tomorrow, all of them run away. If you have an assistant pastor who breaks the church and he goes away with one third of the church, how can the church become big? Do you have such things in Lesotho? Okay. Sometimes you have a very good person and he becomes Judas. And you say, hey, how can you do this? Break the church, take away the main members, talk to people, poison the minds of the members after I have been so good to you.
Hey.
These are people, we say, those who forget. But I wrote a book for them. You appointed them. You ordained them. You encouraged them. You introduced them. And they turn against you. That's why we don't catch a snake with the tail. It will turn back like this. And attack you. One day,
A man came to learn about wildlife. Wildlife. Do you understand? Not to kill wild animals, to keep them, protect them.
While
they were in the class, some people saw a black mamba outside the classroom. And they all ran outside. Wow! And because they are special safari school people, they don't kill the snake. They say, this way, please. This way. So they were shepherds of the snake. As they were guiding the snake, something small happened. There was a white boy from London. He was there with his girlfriend. And it seemed the snake touched him slightly. But he wasn't bleeding or just okay. So they went back to the classroom because the black mamba went away. And they continued the classes. I told you, monkeys cannot attend classes, but he was attending classes. As the teacher continued to teach, 20 minutes, He was dead. Some people, you are showing them kindness and showing them go this way. They turn round and kill you. Do you have such people in Lesotho? Those who pretend. Those who accuse you, yeah, they have so many things to say about you. When you read this book, you will be strong. Anybody who accuses you, you say, shut up. You are stupid. Those who are dangerous sons. Hey, you are a son,
umura,
but you are dangerous.
Impaukozi.
Like Absalom.
You look at Absalom.
Absalom said, I'm going to kill my father.
Absalom
said, I'm going to kill my father. You see this old man? I will kill him. His anointing is gone. His time is past. There are people who say his time is past. His time is past. It's our time. It's our time. They are dangerous sons. Ham. Have you heard of Ham in the Bible?
He's
the son of Noah.
Morawa Nuwe.
He saw his father bathing in his tent.
He
took pictures.
Angadi Ford.
Put it on Facebook.
Adibia Facebook.
Hey. Criticizing.
Akalala humukosa.
Some of you.
Baba Mbalun.
Do you know what it means to have a devil? A demon in a church? Have you seen a demon in a church before? You don't know, I'll show you. Jesus said, you apostles, I chose all of you. One of you is a devil. The devil is the disloyal person.
Judas
turned against Jesus. After Jesus has been so good to appoint him out of thousands of people. To have a devil in your church is to have Judas in your church.
Diabolos.
Jesus said, I chose you, but one of you is a devil. So Jesus was having lunch with 11 disciples and one devil. Ask your neighbor, have you been a devil in a church before? Hey! Dangerous sons.
Dinukwane sabara.
Those who are ignorant.
Basa.
And those who leave you. Those who leave you. Wow.
Hey.
Some of you left a church and you said, oh, I'm just leaving. But it was not just leaving. You destroyed. The pastor has not been able to recover since you left. Yes.
Hey.
You were the number one devil in his life. Some of you, from the day you left, the pastor has not been feeling well. Because you broke his heart. Wicked. That is why I wrote a book for this. I wrote a book for each one. Those who leave you. Always they say, I'm not doing anything. I'm just, God has spoken to me. They are lying. God has spoken to me. The Bible says, these are they which have not, which separate themselves because they have not the Spirit. Not even that the Spirit didn't speak to them. They don't even have the Spirit. This is when you don't have the Spirit that you'll be separating yourself. Satanism is the same as separatism. I'll say it again. Satanism is the same as separatism. Satan was an angel in heaven. Everybody was happy in heaven. There was no problem. Here was God. Here are the angels. Everything was wonderful. Huh? And here comes Lucifer. And he now wants to be separate and cause a third of the angels. And they separate themselves and bring a war in nowhere else but heaven. There is a war. There has never been war.
Lucifer asimula mofirifere lentwa a ikarola go bomodimo ya bantwa e kale ya hona kae le godimo.
And since Satan was thrown into this earth, he has been invading countries, churches, businesses with that same attitude. When he enters a church, he will make somebody separate, come out and break up the church and bring confusion. He will enter a country and say, from here to here, it's not part of this country. Come out of the country. Families. You make somebody come in, come out. Separatism. Separatism is the same as satanism. Having not the Spirit, they don't have the Holy Spirit. I tell you.
ntsetsa taba yele a ho ikarola pele ha fitla ka kerekeng wa ya rola ha fitla ka rana ha wa ya rola ho hle mo satana le nteng ke di karohano fela tsentsweng ke etswa ke satane.
Loyalty and disloyalty. Now, finally, how does a person become Judas? Number one, an independent spirit. You don't follow anything. When they say we are all going from Tuesday to Friday, you say I will come on Thursday. When they say we are all wearing black and white, you will wear blue and black.
Hey.
Are you listening? Whatever they are all doing, you always do something different. Yes. When we are at a meeting and we are all having an idea to do this, you always say, oh, I don't think so. And you sound very mature, very wise. Like, wow, I don't think so. And you use big English words.
Hey.
In the Bible, Joab was independent, even though he was a member of King David's family and army.
Bibele, Joab.
David said, I want to be friends with Abner.
Dafita are ke batla go ba motswalle le Abner.
Joab said no, and he killed him.
Joab.
David said, I want my son Solomon to be the king. But Joab said, never. You see, he never left, but he was there always. He has an independent, different mind.
Never.
Hey, it sounds very mature. David said, my son Absalom, do not kill him. Joab said, when they got there, Joab said, no. Everybody said, David said, don't kill him. No. You don't have to follow every instruction. David said, don't kill him. He says, king, son, stop it. Give me a knife. And he went and he killed Absalom. And David said, do not do this thing.
Da fita o itse le skempela bola ngwana ka Absalome le motlwele. Joabe a re go batho abantse ba ga fita itse ska molase. Da fita itse Joabe a re tloela ntwe da fita ntse e bua ha ge bola ntja yena a qeta ka yena.
Hey, watch out for independent spirits.
Sokomela mea yena e ikemetseng ka bo yona.
Yeah. Even the pastor, when the pastor decides I'm going to marry this lady, if they are independent spirit, they say, no, we don't agree. They shouldn't marry her.
Marry another one.
Those who have independent spirit, when you are preaching, everybody will be smiling. They will not smile. Everybody will be clapping. Everybody will be writing notes. They'll be looking at
you.
In this book, I have 39 signs of a disloyal person. 39
signs.
Hey! Yes.
Hey.
You have to know how to detect Judas.
olokela o tsebe na o ka fofunela Judas joang.
Yes.
Eh,
Jesus knew about Judas.
Jesu na tsebe ka Judas.
If you are a leader, you must know about Judas.
Ha o le metapele tsebe Judas wa hao.
Yeah. And you must see from his behavior.
O so monele ka boitshoro ba hae.
Yeah. Number 2.
Ya bobedi.
Second stage to becoming Judas is offense.
Engwe hape ya go ba Judas ke o be sale a ipuella ikemela.
Watch out for people who are offended.
Sheba batho ba ne be sale na go lena go sa kwatetse ona o kwatetse ona.
Matthew 24 verse 10 says, many shall be offended and shall betray you.
Matthew iri ba bangata ba tla gopiswa me ba tla le eka.
Offense and betrayal are brothers and sisters.
Gopiso le bo eka ke matheli le leme.
Turn against you.
Ba fetuela, ba
turn against you.
Ba fetuela.
Watch out for pastors who are offended.
Sheba ba rutwana be tsale ba gopiseile.
One day I had a pastor.
Ngile ka ba le muruti emo.
And the senior pastor there was going to travel. And he could have been one of the people to preach. But the senior pastor said, no, he shouldn't preach. Let this one preach. When I travel, this one should preach. The pastor was offended. Why should you bypass me when I am here and let this man preach instead of me? The next, I got a letter. I have resigned from your organization. Watch out for people who are offended. After 14 years, this brother came back to me with a letter and said, I have made the greatest mistake of my life. I followed my offense. I was wrong. Will you accept me?
Now, tla nkamohela.
Hey! Are you listening to me? Yes. Watch out for people who become cool.
Sheba, lebana ba kang ba ikokoko go bedi.
Stage 3.
Ya boraro,
passivity.
Bana banang le mogopolo ka patshise wa sa tsibisa haleng hantle.
Stage 1 is what? Independent spirit.
Ya pele re tse ke ya ikemetseng.
Stage 2 is offense.
Ya bobedi ke ya gopise ya.
Reading from this. Stage 3 is passivity.
Ke ditaba tse bukeng ene no ke nang le tshiso nyane na o emela mogao. E ya mela mogao.
Cool.
Ai ka wiko go beditse.
You see, brother, these days you don't say amen like how you used to say amen when we are preaching.
Ore ha ngwaneso.
You used to sit on the side and always clapping, and even sometimes you stand up. Wow!
But
now you are just cool. One day I met a brother, one of my pastors. I said, Pastor, why are you now no more? I don't feel you activity. I don't feel you. Do you know what he said? He said, I have decided not to say anything about anything anymore. It was just a matter of time before this guy left.
Yes.
You see, in the Bible, there was a man called Amnon who raped his half-sister Tamar.
But
her real brother was Absalom. The Bible says, when Absalom heard about it,
2
Samuel 13 verse 22, Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad. When Absalom came on the scene, he just said, good morning.
Absalom,
good evening. Good morning. Good evening. But he wouldn't say, oh, that was a very good message.
See,
that would have been good. But he had neither good nor bad. Listen to when people talk, they don't say anything. You see, listen to what they are saying. What they are saying doesn't mean anything good or doesn't mean anything bad. It means nothing. Like, oh, hello, how are the children? Oh, how is the weather? Oh, how are you? Oh, it means nothing.
It
doesn't have any meaning. If I finish preaching this message, and you come to shake hands with me after, and you come and all you say is, good afternoon. That's all you have to say.
But
neither good nor bad. You don't have to, it was a good message, it was a bad message, it was, we were blessed. Well, no, good evening, thank you,
bye-bye.
Watch out for people who don't say anything. Listen to what the people are saying, neither good nor bad. For 2 years. To his brother, he never said anything good or bad. Then after 2 years, he made a party. And he invited his brother. Come for my party. If somebody doesn't talk to you for 2 years, he doesn't say anything good or bad for 2 years. And he makes a party. Don't go to that party. Go to that party. Yes.
Mm.
But Amnon had not read this book, so he went for the party.
Amnon, una sabala bukena yaka, yaba ya mukichane ngo.
And whilst he was eating kebab chisanyama, Absalom said, kill my brother.
Absalom yare, bulayangwane wesu.
Stage number one is independence. Spirit. Stage number two. I cannot hear you. Don't say neither good nor bad. Say something. Number two. Stage number two is offense. Stage number three is what? Passivity. Cool. I have decided to say, I've said I will not say anything about anything anymore.
Se ke tsena ke tla itholela, ha ke na kena ditabeng na ke tla itholela.
Stage number four.
Yabune.
Critical spirit.
Moya o dulang o nyatsa.
In Spanish they say, espíritu crítico. Criticizing. Why are you criticizing me? For preaching for a long time. Why? Why are you criticizing me? The Bible says in Philippians 2:14, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Some people criticize everything. One day, I had a vision. You see, Miriam, Numbers 13, verse 1. Miriam was struck with leprosy because she criticized Moses.
Numero 13 tmana pele e re bontsha gore Mariama Don't
criticize men of God.
He said, I
suffered no one to do them harm.
I suffered
no one to do them
harm.
And I said, touch not my anointed. God will not allow people to do his anointed harm.
One
day, I was walking in a vision. I was surrounded by two friends come.
Me
and this was my friend and this was my other friend. And we were walking down a road, very lonely road. And I turned to my friend and I criticized a man of God.
Hey.
And we continued talking and chatting. Suddenly, I heard far away in a mountain far, I heard a noise of an animal walking.
The
animal was something like a hog. What hog? Something like that, like a hog.
Le
kolobe. Kulebumuru. Hey, have a seven minutes. It started coming and it never ran throughout. It was far. It never ran. Just walking coolly.
And
I could feel something was coming.
And
I'll turn. And it was far, mountains, beautiful. Nobody but this animal was coming on the road. No running. Just coming. And it came. Then I turned around and there it was. Then it jumped into my chest. And I screamed. Then I woke up. I was on the floor. God said to me, whenever you open your mouth to speak against my servants, to criticize my servant, you are drawing evil spirits, sicknesses, diseases,
problems.
That's what happened to Miriam. As soon as she opened her mouth
to
speak about Moses, she was struck with leprosy. The incurable disease arrived on her life. From that time, I stopped watching a lot of Christian television channels. And I started watching animals.
Wild animals. The
Animal Planet. Because when I watch a Christian channel, many times I feel tempted to criticize what I'm seeing there.
Bayeso, hangata, ha ke shebeletse program etsena, ke ba molekong wa ho supa dikodi.
And I realize that I am safer criticizing a leopard or a lion than criticizing a man of God.
Stand here.
Be careful.
So,
that's what has made me know so much about animals, because I said, no, let me watch these animals. It's far safer. I am safer. If the lion chases the antelope, he doesn't catch him, and I criticize the lion, nothing will happen to me.
Hey,
are you listening to me? Yes. Stage number one is what? Independent spirit. Stage number two? Offense. Stage number three? Huh? Passivity, becoming cool. Stage number four? Critical spirit. Stage number five? Political spirit. Political is where you involve people. You talk to people. Hey, what do you think about him? you after church, you make phone call. What do you think? What he was saying? I think that I think the wife, I was our husband.
Ha ke re ke a etswa o sole mohale ach e ka ba o tsogo mosadi a irwang o mana rwang go tsala rwang ka ena.
Watch out for the politicians in the church.
Sokomela bo ga di politiki ke re ke nya hao.
One day a brother came and said he wanted to form a new association in the church, Lonely Nigerians Association.
Emuila ba tla na re o batla go etsa kereke ya ma Nigeria a kopane nga ikemetse ka bona.
I said no. Another person came and said, I want to form Unhappy Senegalese Association. I said, no. Different groups. Different groups. Ivorians for Christ Association. Watch out. For these kind of people.
But
we are just from a prayer group. Before you realize the prayer group has become a church and half of your church have gone
to prayer group.
Watch out for politicians. People with a political spirit. Absalom in the Bible.
Absalom.
When you read this book, you see he stood at the gate.
How about
everybody who came?
Libanka
Pamang. He would talk to the person. What's your problem? What's your problem? Oh, I see.
Ah, Gabona.
My father David is so busy, you know.
Ah,
when he was younger, he was a better king.
Yeah, Hasalimucha.
Nowadays, he doesn't have time for
it. Let me
solve this problem for you. Watch out for politicians.
Assistant
pastors, when the senior pastor has traveled, they try to win the hearts of the people.
Hey,
that is why some pastors don't travel. Yes, they are afraid to travel. Yes.
Hey.
If they travel, there will be trouble. By the time you come back, there is no church. One pastor, when the senior pastor travels, he will have miracle services.
Hey,
fire, signs and wonders.
Mulo, diponso me kale mi
shakabayaba. For everybody to see that the pastor, original pastor, is not very anointed now. Not very anointed.
Obata oba bonsa ori eno ya muhulu hante hanat oloya leto.
One day I met the assistant pastor of a church. I said, where is your senior pastor? He said, I don't know where he is. He said, he's traveled. But he said, when he travels, it's better. Why? He said, my pastor, he has stopped reading the Bible. I said, what do you mean he has stopped reading the Bible? He said, he has stopped reading the Bible. I'm telling you, the books he reads, that he mentioned a book, Attila the Hun. This is the book that he's reading. He doesn't read the Bible. He told me the name of a book. This is the book. He's into leadership, whatever. He doesn't read the Bible. Then he said, when he travels, he waved his hand like he said, when he travels, there is joy in the church. Joy.
No,
like this. There is joy. Joy. He said, when he travels, there is joy. There is liberty. People are happy. When he travels. When he comes back, people are annoyed.
Yes.
He said he doesn't have the spirit anymore. He doesn't read the Bible. This is an assistant pastor
of a big church.
Of course, you know what happened after. There was a big explosion in the church later. Some 1 year later. Watch out for Absaloms. Some of you have appointed Absalom as your right hand man.
He's
getting ready to take over. Are you still here? Where's my book? Ask your neighbor, are you a political Lesothonian? What is stage number one? Independent spirit. Stage number two? Offense. Stage number three? Passivity. Stage number four? Critical. Stage number five, political. Stage number six, deception. Many people do not know the man of God because he looks ordinary. So they are deceived. So this man, this old man, he's blind. But be careful.
Hey,
old man and blind man.
Oh, now,
read your Bible. Isaac was old. Isaac was blind.
Isaac
was deceived. That is when he blessed Jacob. And he said, blessed are those that bless you, and cursed are those that. He was blind when he said those words. You are laughing at your pastor. You are laughing at Noah. You don't know the place he has in God's. You are laughing at Noah. You are laughing.
What?
Some people don't know that some men of God are cursing them in their rooms. But be careful. One day I heard a man of God cursing somebody. I heard it with my ears. He cursed him. The curses, I couldn't become help but to be afraid. And I don't know, because I feel that I was just supposed to hear those curses. Because when the curses happen, practically, you can only explain it with a curse. You are laughing at Noah, eh?
When on to do Noah,
he's drunk, is he? He cursed him. He said, look, a servant of servants shall thou be.
Uilare, basanka, baba sanka bahao, bata usol.
There is no explanation for black people except that word in the Bible. You may not like it. Whether in America, whether in Africa, whether Australia. You have not seen black people in Australia before? Australia, South America, wherever.
Oh,
you see our situation. Always. You see, when we say you'll be a servant, it's one thing. But when they say you'll be the servant of the servants, do not be deceived by the apparent humanity of God's servants. They are very dangerous, especially when they are old.
You
see these gray hairs? The Bible says, thou shalt rise up before the gray hair and honor them. You should be afraid. Yeah. Look, curses are real. One day, a lady, she told her mother, she told the daughter was doing something. And the daughter was going to university. She cursed the daughter. She said, you will sell beans. Do you know beans?
Do
you have beans here?
What
do they call it? They sell it, boil it, and they sell it. She told, you will sell beans. I tell you, the girl went to university, did first degree, second degree, and came back to sell beans at the roadside.
Practically. University
Finally, open rebellion and execution. Open rebellion. Judas openly came out and betrayed Jesus. Lucifer openly rebelled against God. Ahithophel openly betrayed David. Adonijah openly tried to become the king. At first, it is not open, it is secret. But the time comes, it is open. Everybody sees it. Absalom openly tried to become the king. For six stages, it is secret. But at the end, it becomes
open.
You can't hide it anymore.
Yeah.
Open rebellion. Open.
Open. Yeah.
And what is the end of all this?
One
thing. Execution. What happened to Judas?
Judas
was hung. What happened to Adonijah?
Adonijah was saying,
it was cut. What happened to Absalom?
Absalom was saying,
it was hung.
Afanya
wa udimo. What happened to Ahithophel?
Ahithophel was saying,
it was hung.
Aipolaya.
What happened to Lucifer?
Lucifer
thrown into hell. Every single rebellious person has the same end.
Mang le mang ya nang le bogopo bo le boikhomoso ditholwana di a tshwana.
That is why some of you, you have been disloyal to your pastor. Break away church. Your church will never work.
Even for 1,000 years, it will never work.
You have to repent. Otherwise, you can never have authority to lead people. Because your authority is established on rebellion and dishonesty. All these are very important.
They are
very important for the development.
And
monkeys do not what? What monkeys do not what do?
They said it's an idea.
They don't what? They don't read and then they don't what? They don't ask questions, isn't it? They don't seek clarification, isn't it? Hey, this monkey has helped us a lot.
Ida?
We are going to build big churches in Lesotho. We are going to build big churches in Lesotho. God is going to do great things in Lesotho. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Are you ready to build a mega church? Alright, sit down and as we end with this song.
Going to all the
Say whatever is like a monkey in you is
God
today. Lift your hands. Father, thanks a million for your great anointing, great blessing that I have received today. I'm walking on with great wisdom in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you and welcome Dr. Ogo.
Clap your hands and let's appreciate Evangelist.